MTV Cast.
Hey, MTV Cast. This is Peter calling in for my day after finish call, I guess. I figured I'd add some things to what I already mentioned because I probably left out a bunch of stuff while I was out there. Yeah, so to start out, just kind of took it easy through Santos. I didn't want to push myself too hard because I knew that pace might be pretty quick on the paved sections after Santos, and with it being a drafting race, I'd have to might have to push myself to keep up with the guys. And since I'm usually a slow starter, I didn't want to kill myself through Santos. Yeah, and of course the crazy pace set in right after Santos with I guess it was Shea, Steven, Joe, Andy, and David. And yeah, those guys were crazy fast on the road. I don't know what kind of mile per hour we averaged, but it felt fast all the way down to Lake Lindsay. Yeah, Shea and David were doing, and Steven were doing crazy work pulling us along. Yeah, then I had a short stop in Lake Lindsay. I think I mentioned that a few of those guys were getting sandwiches and planning to take a little bit of time at least there, and I kind of wanted to just continue on and settle down a bit and get back into my pace. So took off after a few minutes, just got some water and headed out. From that point, I think I was by myself till the end, other than passing people going clockwise. Yeah, so I settled down, got into my pacing room, and just kind of focused on being smooth through the single track there, not really hammering fast, so I could recover from that, that fast pace after Santos. Ran into Charlie Kemp in the middle of Croom, which was cool. Actually, he's one of his, what is it, like a water bottle bungee secure thing to keep my down tube bottle from popping out, and that worked great. So thanks for that, Charlie. Good to see you out there. After Croom, headed over to Meg's Hole. Didn't, wasn't really sure what to expect there, but actually just got right up to my ankles, and Scott, I think, posted some pictures about a tree we could use to get across, and yeah, that worked great. Just kind of sat on that and shimmied across. And then the fun started. Colt Creek Swamp, a couple miles after that, or Colt Creek State Park, it was a swamp, I guess, a couple miles after the campgrounds or whatever there. Yeah, I'm sure everyone will have plenty of words about all that, so I don't really need to elaborate. But, yeah, I was just looking forward to every time my GPS turned north, because I was just hoping that I'd take us out of the swamp. Yeah, and then after that, the mostly paved section from, I guess it's a little bit south of Claremont up until Lake Apopka was a really good break. Could just kind of just settle in and didn't have to put too much effort in because the terrain was nice and easy. Yeah, and I guess that break did wonders for me because through Lake Apopka, I felt like there was a 20-mile-an-hour tailwind any direction I turned. I just felt like I was flying through there. Actually, was passing a bunch of clockwise riders there as well and shouting out to them and vice versa. So maybe that was keeping me going, who knows. Then it was kind of business as usual till maybe 25, 26 hours in, I guess, up for the Paisley single track trails. Got a little tired there, kind of fell out of my pace, but wasn't too bad. Was able to make it through there and get to, I guess it's Shockley Heights. And yeah, a bit after that, around 27 hours in, got into the Ghost Trail and the Ocala National Forest around the bombing range, and the wheels just fell off from me completely. I don't know if it was just a combination of thinking the ghost trail right before the bombing range was going to be shorter or easier, as well as completely underestimating the climbing through the Ocala National Forest around the bombing range. But those two things kind of did me in. The climbing was significantly harder than anything Claremont had. It just kept going on and on. So I guess maybe it was just the combination of both of those things. And I completely imploded at that point. And then, of course, as I slowed down, I was paranoid that someone was going to catch me. I didn't really know where I was, where anyone was behind me, or I was somewhat confident that I was in the front, but I made stops where I wasn't looking out, so I wasn't sure if anyone had passed me. So, yeah, constantly looking back every once in a while for 5 hours was wearing on me at the end of the race. And after the bombing range, even I think it's almost all road from Ocala National Forest to Marshall Swamp, even that section was just really tough on pavement. Marshall Swamp actually ended up being a swamp for the first time for me. But it was actually kind of nice with cold water splashing up. I think it might have helped me out. Kind of went from being miserable to just being really bad before Santos. And mustered up some strength to put in a decent effort through Santos and hold a pretty good pace. But I had to stop. I was planning on stopping at a gas station a couple miles before Santos, but they're closed for some reason. So I stopped at the, I think it's Greenway Cycles or something. Got a bunch of sugary snacks to pump me up for the last couple of hours. And just as I was starting to feel a little bit better, I'd been developing some blisters pretty bad on both hands, and one of them sort of let loose. I don't know if the skin kind of separated or what, but it was on my left palm, so I was just using the tips of my fingers to grab the bars and wasn't even using my front brake at all, just so I could keep that blister off of the grip, which was very painful through some of the tougher sections of Santos, like I guess nails with the roots through there and everything. Eventually made it to that final connected trail and kind of just let out a deep breath and just cruised to the finish. Didn't really have anything extra to give, so wherever I finished was where I was going to finish. Got to the end and met some guys from West Palm, Florida, I think. Alex and Xavier, I believe. Apologies if I get that wrong, but they had a bunch of recovery protein and snacks and everything for me, and gave me a towel so I could go shower and everything. Those guys were awesome. Great meeting you guys. Big shout out to Joe Polk at MTV Cast. I know this was at least 4 calls required for everyone, and I think there's over 60 people, so I'm sure that was a handful over the just over a couple of days. So nice job to you. And on to Carlos and that crazy course. That was definitely the toughest mile for mile ultra bikepacking course I've done. Had a great time up until the last 5 hours. So thanks to you, Carlos, for a crazy course. Constantly pushed me to the brink, and I'm sure a bunch of people had some choice words for you at some point along the course, but that's the way it is, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Good luck to everyone still out there. Congrats to everyone that's finished and anyone that attempted it. Ready for the next challenge. This is going to take some time to recover, but looking forward to it. All right.